Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. I ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is going to be, hopefully going to be a beautiful day. We have had some rain here in Georgia. Matter of fact, it's somewhere in Georgia. It's always raining. My mother used to call me and say, I hear y'all having a tornado something down. I said, we are somewhere in Georgia, not necessarily in Riverdale, but you can be in Riverdale and it be dry as powder house and go up to DeKalb County up in that area and you can't hardly see your hand in front of your face with so much rain. So that's the way it was yesterday. But good morning, everybody, everywhere. And let me give you a commercial today. One of the commercials today is that this is garbage day, so make sure you got your garbage cans out on the curb, else you're going to miss it from that holiday. You know, most holidays, we've gone through the 4th of July, and sometimes we accumulate a whole lot of trash and things during a particular holiday. So today is Wednesday, so get them garbage cans out on the street early, because he might show up pretty early and miss it. And then also, this is one of those days where you get all the garbage out of your mind, too. While you edit, go ahead and clear your mind up all the garbage that's in your head. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad and be super duper glad in it. Let's talk for just a minute about Jesus and God rescuing us, because we need some rescuing right now. And also on our prayer call today, of course, we always want to pray for those who are in the hospitals, hospice, those who are being carried by individuals. A lot of times we pray for the sick, and we ask for prayers for the sick, and we ask for prayers in the hospital, and we ask for prayers who are in the hospice, and we ask for prayers who are really suffering. But we also need to include those who are taking care of people. It takes a lot of strength to take care of some people, and some of your relatives and some of your friends and things like that. And I know a lot of people have put their lives on hold just to make sure that their loved ones are safe and that they are comfortable. And so let's pray for them as well. On the program yesterday, Brother Patrick Matlock mentioned about somebody in Detroit who had just passed away, or he had just got the announcement about it, that they had passed away. So certainly we want to pray for that family. We're not praying for just people here at Grace Street. We're praying for everybody who is on the call. And especially our ministers, I know things are going on in your congregation, and I would encourage you to sort of mention that every once in a while when somebody needs prayer or somebody passed away. So we want to pray for that family in Detroit, and we get some support every once in a while from Detroit. But God has rescued us, and he's always in the rescuing business. He's always on emergency. He's on, as that song used to say, Jesus is on the main line. And in the book of Colossians, I want to read a couple of passages to you this morning. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse number 12, he said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether it be thrones, dominion, principalities, powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is the beginning of all things, and by him all things consist. I've always loved those few passages right there. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For by him, it pleased God that in him all fullness should dwell. Always have loved that passage. Then he says in verse number 23, this seems like it's a conditional kind of thing that he's placed upon us. He says, if ye continue in the faith, this is what he says, if you continue in the faith, ground and settle, and be not moved away from the gospel which you have heard, he said, in which you was preached to every creature which is under heaven, where I am Paul, I am made a minister. And I've noticed in these passages that he mentioned several times that he was made a minister, who now rejoices in my suffering for you, and who to fill up that which is ahead. And then he says, in verse number 28, he says, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. And, of course, that's exactly what's going on. God has rescued us. And then he says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 12, he says that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens, commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant promise, having no hope without God in this world. That's a sad situation to be without God in the world. And yet, as we look around about us, it seems like there's a whole lot of ungodliness going on. I don't know. I'm contributing some of this ungodliness action with people being out of school so long, and people being out of work so long. And I think that fueled the protests marching, because most of them would have been on the job and most of them would have been in school. But that unfortunately messed us up. And so he says, and without God in his world, he's, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometime afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. He rescued us. He pulled us in. For he is our, I like this word too, he is our peace, who hath made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition that was between us, talking about the Jews and the Gentiles. And now he has made us all one, having abolished in the flesh the enemy, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, for to make one himself twain, one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God by one body, by the cross, having slain the enmity of thereby. It is God who has made us all one. And of course, we know that we all have the same blood that runs in our veins, and the blood is one that is where life is. Without the blood, there is no life. And so God has made us one. He has called us. He's rescued us. And thank God for that. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15, he says he has redeemed us. Now, the word redeem means to buy back. And you're talking about what was the cost? The cost was death on the cross. And then God has the power to rescue us and to redeem us. According to Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20, he said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. And then he tells us, what is the saving power? The saving power is the gospel, Romans 1, 16 and 17, and 1 Corinthians 1, verses number 19. The power is in the gospel of Christ. And, of course, it's called the good news. And if you break that word, good news down, what you would see is that it would be the north, east, south, and the west. That's what the good news means. Look at that word sometime, how it's spelled. And so he has rescued us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 19, listen to what he said. He says, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribes? Where is the disputers of this world? Has not God made the foolishness of the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. But it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. This is what he said. For the Jews required a sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, who have been rescued, to them which are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. He said, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. He has certainly rescued us. Now, when we talk about that, that means that in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15, he said, these things have I written unto you, hoping to come unto you shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou oughtest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. He has rescued us, and that we thank God for sending his son into the world to do just that. The song says, my Savior dear, I love thee, O I love thee, for thou hast made my blinded eyes to see. Redeem my soul upon the cross of Calvary, and from the bonds of sin hath made me free. Verse 2. When stormy clouds of doubts and sins were raging, and I was tossed upon the sea of life, you whispered peace, and every wave obeyed thee. You gave me power to conquer every strife. Verse 3. My Savior dear, how can I ever repay thee for thy great love and sacrifice for me? I feel, dear Lord, that I am so unworthy of thine atoning blood that made me free. I am happy in thy loving favor. I would that others this great love should know. I'll praise thy name throughout endless ages. My Savior dear, I love thee so. Give God the glory, give God the praise. Father, thank you for this opportunity, this avenue that you've opened up through prayer that we can communicate and we can talk to thee any time that we want to. We still give you the honor, the glory, and we give you all the praise. Be with those on this program today who had not the opportunity to make their various requests. Be with those who are sick, shut in, shut out. Be with those who continue to put forth efforts to help those who are along the way. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and have a super-duper day.